A woman.
A man.
What?
A man. Ashlon is a man.
A man fighting for his life.
He's not fighting. He's a math teacher.
A man educating the children of tomorrow. Living his life the way he wants, no matter what the cost.
Wait, what? Where do you get this stuff? Look, he's Ashlon. He's a math teacher. He's a radio cable DJ, okay?
He's not the one.
What? No, well, he could be, I guess. Wait, no, definitely not. Look, just read the script the way it was written, okay? Can you do that?
But what about...
No, stop. Can you do that?
Fine.
Thank you.
Listen to Ashlon on Radio KOL. The fate of the world depends on it.
All right, that's it. I want you out of here right now. I cannot believe I let Jerry talk me into it. I don't have time.
You failed to hit the monster. Your hit points are running low. Your mana points have long been exhausted. What do you do? What do you do? Well, in this case, you lose. You slink away, defeated and dejected. Next time, you need to plan a little better. Listen to Detention with Ashlon on Radio KOL, where it's not a spoiler, it's just sound advice.
Good afternoon, Kingdom. This is Ashlon. I don't remember who it was, but somebody asked me to play my Fate of the World piece of it. And I hadn't played that in its entirety for a while, so I threw that in there. This is State of the Kingdom. This is the Sunday afternoon talk / discussion / strategy show. It's sort of like a Jick and Scully, or Jick and Zeno and Riff, or Jick and Hot Stuff, or Jick and whoever shows up at the office shows. With one small exception, I don't have a damn thing to do with writing the game. But what I do talk about is how to play the game. And I'm not scared to go hunt down answers. And unless someone on the dev team goes, that's a good question, but we can't answer that right now because of blah 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 blah, then I will like, okay, I'll come bug you later. And then get them later. But, yeah. We'll talk strategy. And so this is how this works. This is an interaction show. I go solely dependent on questions that you send in to Ashlon. Just do little forum messages / MSG Ashlon or / MSG 67689. And then ask your question. There's pretty much not much that I won't talk about. There's a couple things that I've been explained how they work, but then they said, oh, don't let that one out yet. And if those comes up, you really won't know, because I have really good fudging answers to get around those. But, anyway, I would really appreciate it if you would send questions. Also, when battling, usually records the show on a 24K stream so that it can get put into the archive, and I've not seen her around today. Let's check who is Wombat Talim. It helps if I actually spell her name right. She's not online, so if someone could be a brave person and go record on 24 and then like just kind of save the file during every musical break, because we have to edit the music out anyway. She's on my bed. Nice. Congratulations. She thinks it's recording though. But just to be safe, if there's someone else who can record as like a backup, please let me know. yes, and Criswell, I did get your first spot. You're PM, so I have that information, which is good information. So what I think we'll do, and usually how this works is, you can send your questions in pretty much any time you want in the next 2 hours. I usually don't start answering those questions until the top of the next hour. What I usually do is spend about 10-15 minutes playing some music, and then I kind of go into a discussion on some topic. And I think with the recent changes to the canon lately, and a lot of people who are relatively new and don't understand why in the hell the canon was there in the first place, I think it's time for a history lesson. Yes, we're going to look back in time at the game that was the Penguin Mafia. And we're going to look at the Penguin Mafia in depth and how that all came about and how it all ended, or has it. And then we'll play conjecture game for a little bit. It should be fun. And then we'll get to your questions in the second half. We're also going to touch on the Noblesse Oblige. I can never say their clan name right. I've been told 4 times. This is how you say it. Noblesse Oblige. The Hardcore Ascension, which should be done, I'm guessing. She says it's recording because there's a 64K slide open top of the hour. Nice. But the NO contest should be done, I would say, tomorrow or Tuesday. And we'll talk more about that. So, Gleebs is going to do a backup recording, just in case. So, that's good. Always like the just in case. Yes. No. We're not talking about Black Sunday. This is much, much later. This is how we started to fix Black Sunday. Alright, guys. So, I'm going to play some songs. Please feel free to send in any questions you want. You can ask for opinions. You can ask for how does this work. You can ask for how do you do this. You can ask what's the best way to do blah, blah, blah. And we'll kind of talk about this. Yeah. And I'll catch you all up on what the hell I've been doing since I haven't been doing State of the Kingdom in like, a month. And yes, I do have a new avatar. Courtesy of a good patron who gave it to me. It's a Grimbo present, which I am very grateful for. It's just, it came in like about 2 weeks before my birthday. I was like, oh, early birthday present! Yay. Alright. So, we will start. 3 songs, we'll come back, we'll do a little history, and then we'll answer questions at second hour. So this is Ashlon, this is State of the Kingdom. Do send in questions, otherwise the show starts to suck. Trust me, you don't want to be around when this show starts to suck, because it gets bad. I did kind of forget to mention that I don't do requests on the Sunday talk show, because I'm just, a few songs here and there. There's not really enough, really, to do requests. So, sorry for able to mention that. So, I'm in another, chat channel, and that ad is popped up, and we're, of course, making dramatic fun of the Oozinator. Wow. That's, one of the worst ads I've ever seen in my life. But let's start off talking about the Noblesse Oblige's Hardcore Sunshine Contest. We have 6 individuals who I think are within striking distance of doing this. So we have 6 individuals who have 5 Hardcore Sunshines finished and are on levels 7 for 4 of them and 8 on 2 of them. And I have this hunch, since they've been on 7 and 8 for about 2 days now, they're barely doing enough terms to bank them for the Muscle Day coming up tomorrow. And noticing that they have Steel Clubber left to go, they're all in Steel Clubber, this should be a blood fest the next 2 days to finish this off. So that's why I'm thinking that this will be done by Tuesday. At least the top 6 will be named by Tuesday. Now, what I have to kind of realize, though, is that I completely miscalculated. If I had done this, I would have completely miscalculated the boost that Stat Days would have given early on to an early class. And it's just, they all start out Turtle Tamer to get empathy. And, I look at that now like, well, duh, that kind of makes sense. I said they got sympathy, not empathy. Criswell did me a favor and asked them kind of what skills they had taken. You know, I've always said that your first four skills should be Posture Mastery, Sauce Crafting, Amphibian Sympathy, and Monstrous Magical. I've always said that. I still believe that. Looking at these six for these hardcores, they've taken Postomancery, Sympathy, Sauce Crafting, Advanced Cocktail Crafting, okay, out of the Disco Band. It makes sense. And, for the Accordion Thief, four took Monstrous Magical and one took Fat Loot. And, then one hasn't answered yet. So it'll be interesting to kind of see exactly how that plays out whenever it finishes. But yeah, that was kind of the one thing that I would have been stuck in. I would have done okay in this, except for the fact that I would have discounted the issues of the stat days. Because I would have started out Possumancer Sorcerer and then played from there based on the stat days. Oops. Oh well. But I think this has been a nice situation. We have had our third person who's made the one day, Jombly, so congratulations to him. Something I will never, ever even try. Even though Mr. Bill did put out a video, which I do plan on watching that. Yeah, that's just, one day. I mean, I did a 2-day, and I was like, this sucks. With Dark Eagle. But, I'm slowly catching up to people. I'm on the leaderboard now for most ascensions with Dark Eagle. And I have five left. I can, like, quit speedrunning the bastard. So I'm just, But, yeah, it's been crazy. But, yeah, it's the one days. Just floored my mind. And then Mr. Bill has also done a 2-day Oxy and a 2-day Teetotaler and a 2-day Boosferian and 1-day Nopath. So, congratulations, Mr. Bill. That's pretty damn impressive. Yeah. So, stat days. Yes, that would be kind of why that was in that order. And I think the Turtle Tamer went, if you realize, and I overlooked this, and I actually discounted it, but that first run, like 2 or 3 days in, there was a muscle stat boost day. That was Turtle Tamer. But early on, everyone was getting Pasta Mastery and Sauce Crafting. Okay? The ones who went Turtle Tamer first picked up Sympathy. That's an extra 5 pounds to your stat-gaining familiar. There we go. That's kind of what's happened here, was they've been benefiting from that extra 5 pounds after every run. Whereas the people who started out with Posthumous Sorcerer have only been benefiting from that extra 5 pounds on run 3. So, it basically taking advantage to the mantra of you're going to have advantage of your stat boosters a little bit longer, therefore your run's going to be a little bit quicker. You know, that's your point of turn. If you're running on a volleyball. So, yeah, that's in its own way. Then Pasta Mastery for food, Sauce Craft for then for reagent foods, Disco Bandit then to get drinks. So basically what they're doing is once they're getting their stat boost situations needed, then they're taking care of their food needs and then their drink needs. At that point, it's free game run. That's what's going on there. So, let's talk a little history, shall we? Because fast runs scare me. Let's talk a little history. Once upon a time, there was a meat bug. And then there was item dupe bugs. And they all happened to go off on the same day. And a plane called Black Sunday had arrived. And the game was irrevocably changed forever. And people called for the reset of the game. And people called for the the deletion and reboot of the game, and people whine that, no, I would lose all the stuff that I had legitimately gotten. And people whine, but no, this game is ruined, and blah, 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 blah. And the great Jick, in his infinite wisdom, looked down into the multis, into the masses, into the normal people, and said, no, we will find ways to fix the game without erasing everything. And thus, the word meat sink. They didn't go Turtle Tamer first. What? Is this thing just setting up where it's in a specific order? Let me actually look at Topher's designation. Oh wow, they didn't. You know, but if you look at their Ascension history, like Topher, who's at the lead right now, went Pasta Minster Sauce for a Turtle Tamer Disco Band Accordion Thief. Huh. That's interesting. Okay, well, let's look more into this for a second, since this has been pointed out to me. That they really didn't go Pasta Minster Sauce for a Turtle Tamer Disco Band Accordion Thief. Okay, so they went Turtle Tamer 3rd. Okay. Lost me the sauce for a Turtle Tamer Disco Band Accordion Thief. Let's see here. Fox Motor. That one's a little bit different. Okay. What I'm being told is that everyone went Lost me the first for the missed days on the first and 90s. See, I thought there was a stat day early on. But I thought there was like a muscle day later. So. Okay. It's just the way that the leaderboard is set up that it's showing Turtle Tamer first for some reason. Yeah, most people did go soft. I mean, I remember. See, this is why I was getting confused. I'm like, wait a minute, what the hell happened? Because I remember a lot of people early on had went Pasta Mincer Sorcerer for food. And then I assumed that there were going to be a split on that third spot for some people going for the stat boosters for Turtle Tamer. And some people going for drinks with Disco Bandits. And I would have went Possum Mincer, Sauce Crafter, Turtle Tamer. Would have been my guess. Leaderboard showing in the ordering of class names. Mwah. Alright, I'm ignoring all that. Okay. Point is, damn good run. It should be over by Thursday. If not tomorrow. No, Tuesday, if not tomorrow. Okay, anyway, back to the history. Because the history is more fun. So the word meat sink shows up into the vocabulary. And at first off, you know, just kind of stuff, just kind of, some people are asked to give back some of their Uber meats, the amount of meat is capped. And then people are in the hole in the sky start complaining about I'm being robbed. I'm like, what the hell? Yeah, I'm going up in the hole in the sky every so often. I find these freaking penguins, and they're kneecapping me and taking a bunch of my meat. So people stop taking their meat up there. So they're getting kneecapped, and oh, I got nothing. Sorry. So, what eventually happens, about the same time, is since the Yetis were getting over-farmed, people started protesting to save the Yetis. Well, the Yetis were running out of food. And then the adventurers stopped coming, because everybody was protesting them. And the Yetis got very weakened and hungry. And, you know, pretty bad. Penguins moved down from the hole in the sky and took over the icy peak. And so the penguins ruled the peak. We'll still occasionally kneecap somebody. But then the penguins made a deal with the council. And Uncle Pease was built. Uncle Pease offered a few things. One of them being the Mr. E, or the Mr. Exploiter, for a cool 1 billion meat. Also offered a little thing called a villa document, which at the time, if memory serves me right, was going for 500,000. No, 500 million meat. And then I think that there was something else that it had to offer. Let me go peruse. And I'm not talking about the lottery tickets. Those come later. And so the Channel Villa began. And what you start seeing happening within the game was there was a split in the population. There were those who supported the Yetis and the Council, because the Council realized that they no longer had power in the city anymore. And then there are those who signed deals with the Penguins and the Mafia. No. Crashing contracts come later, too. That's all later. And so, there's this uneasy... You have the villains. who some people looked at in awe, and some people looked down because they're dirty exploiters. And this went on for a while. And then, the raffle tickets began. Raffling off various items. You weren't sure what you were getting. And then you started getting, like, interesting wines. Or... shoes, or a violin case, different things. And three of these ran pretty smoothly, and then the fourth one really bogged down. Well, about that time, we start noticing something changing internally within the Penguins. The Penguins start getting more ruthless. The character Don Pigliosis wasn't really coming into chat very often anymore. We didn't know what was going on. And then when the protection contracts showed up, we didn't really know what to make of those. So we bought some just to be safe. And then the back room opened up. And the Mafia would do hits. This didn't go over very well with people. Because they were getting blue screened. And the thing was, they had so many protection contracts, they were getting blue screen, whereas if they had just taken the one hit, it would have been done. Well, if you got hit, you got a severed horse head, which I think I still have two of those in my display case. Because I didn't care. Like, come on, hit me. Go on, whack me, I don't care. And, but yes, but I have them in my display case. I have the Mafia relics. Yes, I have the protection contract and a few severed rocking horse heads. And so you got the rocking horse heads. Poor rocking horse heads. Well, about this time, the Council decides, you know what? We're tired of this crap. We're going to blow the Penguins completely out of the hole in the sky. And the Cannon Fund begins. The people donate to the Cannon, and eventually they get enough money to, or enough meat to make the Cannon. And the Cannon shoots the Penguins out of the hole in the sky. And the only place the Penguins can be found now are on the Icy Peak. Now remember, there's no adventurers coming up there. The Yetis are pretty much hungry. The Penguins have control. They're not making sure the Yetis don't get food. And, then the Council still realized that, well, now the Mafia is getting ruthless. They're attacking players on the behalf of other players. You know, it got through non-PvPers and PvP alike. People were very, very angry with Jick on this. Jick looked down and said, have faith. We're going to breed some Yetis. And again, they bought some Yetis and a big contest to name the Yetis. And then they put them in the box and go to watch the mate, and they're just not going at it. They're not really liking each other. So, the idea is, you know what? If we get him drunk, and we get her drunker, maybe it'll work. So the Council calls upon all the adventurers to donate beverages. Anything you had. Any drinks you had. Give to the Yeti Breeding Fund. And the drinks come flowing in, and the Yetis start yetiing, and the first batch of yetis go back onto the mountain, and there's an instant reduction in the number of penguins that are seen. And the next batch go in, and the penguins are seen even less. And then the third batch goes by, but oh, they made a wrong turn and kind of ran over Uncle P's. And the rebels stood until the time crash. And now Uncle P's is back. We still haven't heard from the Don. He's still around. You can find him from time to time. But we do not know where he's at. Lately, the Council has been dismantling the portion of the cannon that remained after the time crash. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. Are they pulling down the wreckage to build a new area? Are we in an alternate time zone where the Penguin Mafia was never destroyed? We don't know. I do know that a lot of people have been pointed out as abusing the icy peak. Is it time for the penguins to come back? I don't know. It'd make for a good storyline. The Penguin Mafia versus the Yetis in Council was one of the best storyline sections of the game's history. I would actually put it just ahead of the Great Plague, which everyone loved and hated. But I think this will be pretty good. I think it'll be pretty interesting to see exactly how this falls down. So, what are we doing with this cannon? I mean, it's slowly fading away. It's either tomorrow it's going to be gone, or it'll be 1/16th of it left. I don't know. We'll see. So, yeah. I don't know. It will be interesting to see what happens. The next couple of days should be interesting just for the fact that, because, you know, the NO contest is going to be finished, and we're going to see who's going to snag that crazy bastard sword, because you know it's going to be first shot. I mean, it's the first thing someone's going to pick. And then also, we should start seeing stuff happening. And, of course, I'm just looking forward for tomorrow, because I get to run my turns with my Oxy character, which I'm halfway done with the Oxy loop. But I really think, and I've heard both stories. I've heard that they're tearing it down to put a new tower. The council was looking at doing different things, and so this is either going to be the way to get in a new area in the town, or it's going to be the beginning of a new storyline. I don't think this is the beginning of the expansion to level 13. Everything that I've been told about that is it's going to take a long time to make sure that it is play tested, because these are going to be major areas and things like that. And, yeah. So we'll see. Kingdom going to be invaded by beetles? Nope. I do not think it is KWE related. But, the schedule match between Chorizo and Poison Oak will begin in just 10 short minutes. Yeah, I'm going to have to, you know. By the way, I suck at picking wrestlers. I'm 0-2. I have yet to have any person I bet on actually win their first round match. Yay. No. Those are events. If you want eras, it is pre-Black Sunday, pre-Ascension, post-Ascension. Them's the eras. Those are just events and things that happen, interesting times. Alright. Will you announce the wrestling match, please? Yeah, I'll do my best wrestling discussion. Anyway, I think I'm going to play a couple songs lead up to the match, and we'll do the match and answer questions, and we'll have some fun. This is Ashalon here on State of the Kingdom. A little bit of a history lesson there, a little bit of discussion with the NO. Apparently, like I said before, the leaderboard just does some weird order thing. Most everybody else started out Flossy Minster Sorcerer, and then went to Turtle Tamer, and then just kind of filtered their way through. All right, you're listening to State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. Back in 10 minutes.